The third parak is going to focus on which animals are quote unquote treifas and such that the meat cannot be eaten. And just to define what a treifa is as opposed to an avela is a kosher animal that died without a proper shechita. A treifa is a kosher animal, or it could be a non-kosher animal, that in fact, even if it had a kosher shechita, it doesn't matter because it has some fatal flaw, fatal injury in it that we find after the shechita. For example, it had internal wounds, it had birth defects, it had some disease, such that a treifa would have died within a year in the absence of the shechita. So once we have that kosher shechita, but we find it's a treifa, it has one of these fatal flaws in it, it doesn't matter, it's not permitted to be eaten. So we're going to go through in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. First, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to talk about what is a treifa. Mishnah Beis, we're going to talk about what is not a treifa, both of those for animals. And then we're going to do the same when it comes to birds. Mishnah Gimel is going to be what is a treifa for a bird. Dal is going to be what's not a treifa. And we'll take it from there, other psulim. And at the end of the parak, we're also going to talk about what are the signs for what's a kosher bird, a not kosher bird, a locust, a fish. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Eilu treifas b'mehema, these are the treifas that are for animals. Nikuvas ha-beshet is number one, that is an animal that has a hole in the wall of the food pipe. Number two is upsukas ha-gargeres, not the food pipe, but the windpipe. It has a cut across the width of it, that is going to be a psul. Number three is nikav krum shalmoach, there are actually two membranes around the brain. One is right around the brain and one is closer, right next to the skull. So what this is talking about, we have a treifa if there is a hole in the membrane that is right around the brain. Number four, nikav halev lebeis halalo, if there is a hole that is through the heart and enters into one of the chambers of the heart. Number five, nishpura hashidra v'nifsak hachutshala, literally that the shedra, that is the spine, was broken and the spinal cord as well. But what it means here is that there's a membrane around the spinal cord and the majority of it was broken. That is going to be number five. Number six, nital hakaveh v'lo nishtar himenu klum, if the entire liver was removed, nothing is left of it. Number seven, hareya shenikva, if we have a hole punctured in the lung. Or number eight, oshechasra, if certain pieces of the lung are missing, certain sections of the lung, that is going to be the next treifa psul. Now we have an opposing opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, achetinakev lebeis hasimphonos, it's not sufficient that you have a hole in the lung, it has to be that that hole penetrates into the tubes that go further down from the windpipe. So underneath the windpipe, it has to go be that that hole continues into those tubes there. We are now moving on to number nine, nikva hakeva. There is a hole in the keva, which is the fourth stomach. Animals, certain animals have four stomachs, and we'll discuss the various psulim in each of them. So this is the first one of the stomach, that there is a hole in the fourth stomach. Nikva hamara, if there is a hole in the gallbladder, that is number 10. Number 11, nikvu hadakim, if there is a hole in the intestines. When it comes to the gallbladder and also the intestines, we're talking about a hole that's pointing to the outside that is not covered up by other organs. So, for example, the intestines, if their intestine has a hole in it and it's right next to another intestine, that's not going to be a psul. That has to be when it's not next to another intestine. Number 12, hakeres hapnimi shenikva. This is the first stomach. If it has a hole in that first stomach, that is going to be a treifa. Number 13, oshenikra rov hachitzona, if the muscle that covers that stomach, that first stomach, the majority of it is torn, that is going to be our 13th psul. We have a divergent view here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hagdola tefach, when it comes to a large animal, if the tear is a tefach in length, then that's going to be a treif of a haktana beruba, and if it's a small animal, then it has to be the majority of that membrane around that stomach that has to be torn. Continuing with number 14 and number 15, we can group them together. Hemses ubeis hakoso shenikvu lachutz. These are stomachs number 2 and 3. If there are holes in these stomachs also, and they're not facing each other, so as we saw before, if the stomachs aren't, these two stomachs would face each other. If the hole is toward the outside, then that would be a treifa. If this animal, number 16, nafla min hagag, if it fell from the roof and somebody shechted it immediately without doing a proper check, that it was still a viable animal, so we have to assume because the shechita was done immediately that it was a treifa because of internal damage from falling off the roof or another high place. Number 17, nishtabru rov tzalosel. The majority of its ribs were broken, and the Gemara discusses how many exactly and the locations of the breaks. Number 18, udrusas hazeev, if an animal was clawed by a wolf and then it injected some sort of poison, some sort of venom into it, so you have to assume that that is a trefa as well. That's our list of 18. Now we're going to get into a little bit machlokas on the last point here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, drusas hazeev bedaka. He agrees that being clawed by that wolf that injects the venom, that's talking about when it claws a small animal, so that will make it a trefa. However, that's not going to make a large animal like an ox or a cow into a trefa. Udrusas ari begasa, you need a larger animal to claw it. For example, a lion, that would cause a larger animal that is clawed to become a trefa. Drusas hanetz, and we'll get into birds now. Drusas hanetz be'of hadak. If you have a small hawk and it claws a small kosher animal, that will make that animal, that small bird, talking about a bird, a trefa. Drusas hagas be'of hagas. And when you're talking about a larger kosher bird, it would have to be a large hawk that would claw it in order to make it into a trefa. Now we have the bottom line rule of everything in our Mishnah, is that klal kol shein kamo achaya. Anytime that we have a certain internal defect, a flaw, that for the animals, they will not be able to live out a year because of that injury or that flaw, that birth defect, that is going to be a trefa. And the Gemara says that this concept of zaklal, this general rule, includes other trefas that were not listed in our Mishnah that are enumerated in the Gemara. So that was Mishnah Aleph talking about what is a trefa of an animal. Now Mishnah Beis is ve'elu ksheiros behemos. These are the defects, although they are injuries or other blemishes that are in the kosher animals, that will not make the animal a trefa, such that if there is a kosher shechita, the meat can be eaten. Ve'elu ksheiros behema nikva hagargeris, if there is a hole in the windpipe, that is going to be kosher. Oshenistaka, or if there's a slit lengthwise, before we said that there is only a psul when it comes to the windpipe and the Mishnah Aleph, if there is a cut on the width of it, so we're saying here now that if there's simply a hole in the windpipe, or if there's a cut in it, but it's to the length, not the width, that is going to be kosher. It's not going to be a trefa. Ad kama techsar, so when talking about if there's a hole, how much of the windpipe can be missing that it's still not going to be a trefa? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ad kisar italki, up to the size of that Italian coin that's called an isar, as long as it's smaller than that, then having that amount missing from the windpipe will not cause it to be a trefa, but if it's the size of that coin or larger, that will be a trefa. Nifchasa hagul geles v'lo nikav krum shel moach, if indeed the skull is missing, or it's opened up the skull, or some of it is missing, but it did not reach the membrane that is around the brain, then that will not be a trefa. It's only when we have a puncture in the membrane around the brain that there's a trefa, as we saw in the first Mishnah. Nikav alev lo lebeis chalala, we have a hole in the heart, but it did not reach the chamber. If it reached the chamber, we said in the first Mishnah, that is a trefa. Here we're saying if it didn't reach the chamber, then it's not a trefa. Nishbara hashidra velo nifsak hachuchala, if we have a break in the back, we can, based on the Gemara, it means that less than a majority of the membrane around the around the spinal cord was broken. So if it's less than the majority, then it's not going to be a trefa. Nitla hakavev ishtar himena kazayis, the liver was mostly removed, but at least if a kazayis of it is left in place, so it's not going to be a trefa. Only if the whole thing was removed is it a trefa. Hemtsesu beis hakosa shenikvu zelatochse, these are the stomachs number 2 and number 3 that they had holes in it, but the hole is pointing from one intestine into the other, so it goes all the way through. So with the food that's passing through is still going to go into the intestine just through a shortcut through those holes, so that's not going to be a trefa. Nitalat chol, the spleen was removed. Nitla klayos, the kidneys were removed. Nital lechi atachton, the lower jaw has been removed or is dislocated, so the animal cannot chew. It can still live, it can still eat. So that's not going to be a trefa. Nitla haemshala, if the womb was removed. Vecharusa bidei shamayim, if the lung shriveled up because of some fright, for example, from thunder, from lightning, so that caused a panic in the animal and the lung shriveled up, that's not going to be a trefa. Hagluda, if the skin is missing, for example, it's from a fire where they was working very hard, the animal, so it got skinned off. Hagluda, Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Meir says that's not a treifa. V'chachamim postim, chachamim say that is a treifa. Mishnah Gimel gets into what is a treifa for a bird, and this is going to sound somewhat similar to the treifas that we saw for an animal in Mishnah Aleph. Elu treifas both. These are the treifas that cause a bird to be a treifa, so you, such that even with a kosher shechita, you cannot eat the meat. Nikuvat haveshet, if you have a hole in the wall of the food pipe. Psukas hagargaris, or if you have a cut across the width of the windpipe. Hikasa chulda al rosha makam shose osa trefa, if you had a weasel that took a bite into the head of the bird in a place that that bite, those teeth indeed could reach the membrane around the brain, that would cause it to be a treifa also. Nikav hakurkavan, if the gizzard has a hole in it. Nikfu hadakin, if the intestines have a hole in it. Again, if they're, as long as it's to the outside, if it's not pointing to another intestine, then it's going to be a treifa. Now we're going to talk about various treifas that will happen when a bird was injured by fire. Nafla la'or v'nech merupnei Me'eha, so if it fell into a fire, it was by a fire, its internal organs were scorched. How do we know if that happened? So it's going to depend. If they were originally red and they turned green, im yirukim psulim, so they changed color. So we see that by virtue of the fire, they changed color. So that is going to be a psul, that's going to be a treifa. But if they were originally red and they're still red, im adumim ksherim, if they stayed the right color, then it's not going to be a treifa. In the next three cases, we're going to talk about a bird that had an impact, that got hit. For example, it's going to be similar to Mishnah Aleph when the animal fell off the roof. So drasa, if somebody trampled on that bird, stepped on it, utrafa bakosal, or number two, if somebody banged it, knocked it against the wall, or number three, an animal crushed it, osheritzata behema, an animal crushed it, this time not a person. Now in each of those three situations, that it was stepped on, that a person hit it against the wall, or an animal crushed it, still umifarkes, it's still moving, it's fluttering around, it shows that it has some life in it, even though it can't walk, it's not functioning normally, but we see that it has life in it, fishasam eisleis, and was able to live for 24 hours from the time that it had that injury, and then yishechted ishchata, then it's going to be kosher, it's going to be kshera, but you still have to do an inspection of its internal organs to make sure that they weren't damaged in a way that this bird would be a treifa. Mishnah Dalad, now we're going to talk about what is not a treifa for a bird, and this will be similar to what we saw in Mishnah Beis for an animal. Ve'elu ksheyos bof, nikva hagargeres, if the windpipe has a hole in it, oshenistika, or if it has a slit along the length. Along the width is a problem, along the length is not a problem. Hikasa chulda al rosha makam sheino osa osa treifa, if the chulda, that weaseled in and took a bite out of the head of this bird, but it was in a place that it would not reach the membrane around the brain, that's not going to be a treifa. Nikav hazefek, if the crop, which is a chamber that the undigested food goes into before being digested in the stomach, so if the crop has a hole in it, then it's going to be kosher still, but if the whole crop, according to the Tana Kama, is removed, that's going to be a psul, that's going to be a treifa. But Rebbe Omer, afilu nital, even if the entire crop was removed, that is still not going to be a treifa. Yatsu b'nei me'eha v'lo nikvu, if as a result of an injury or a fall, it fell from a tree or got an attack from a cat, but it wasn't fully successful, but its stomach was split open, and now it's got its guts, its intestines hanging out, but they don't have any holes in it. That's, again, not going to be a treifa. Nishtabru gapeh, if its wings broke, we see birds that go around and their wings are broken, they can't fly, but they can live. Nishtabru ragleh, broken legs. Nimritu knafeh, the large feathers were removed from its body. These are not going to be a treifa. The bird can still exist without all of this. Even with all these problems, it can still live. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nitla notz apsula, if the entire feathers all around the body of the bird was removed, that is going to be a treifa. Mishnah Hay, now we're going to talk about an animal that will die. This animal gets very sick. It's going to die. We would think it's a treifa, but it's not going to be a treifa because it's going to die from reasons that don't impact the organs internally. So because the organs will be okay, it's going to die for some other reason. It's not going to be considered a treifa. Mishnah says as follows, Achuzas Hadam. Literally, there's an increase in blood. It means the blood pressure went all the way up. that animal is having a difficult time breathing, it will be dying. Hameushenes, it had smoke inhalation by a fire. Mitzunenet, it caught a cold, and from the cold it got very sick. Next, v'sha'acha haluredufni, this is an herb that is poisonous for animals, so that animal is going to be dying. V'sha'ach latsoas hatarnagolim, it ate the dung of chickens, so that is a poison for the animal. O sheshatata maim haraim, it drank water that had been left uncovered, so it's a likelihood that a poisonous scorpion or snake put its venom in there. In all of these situations, it's not going to be a treif, it's going to be ksheira, that meat can be eaten because the internal organs will not be negatively impacted by virtue of the reason that the animal or bird is going to be dying. Achla sam hamaves, if that animal ate poison that would be poisonous for people. Oshi kisha nachash, or if it was bitten by a poisonous snake, so again it has venom in it. These are items that the animal will be dying, and it's going to be dying, but it won't impact the internal organs. So muteris misrum trefa, it's not going to become a trefa. On the other hand, because this will be dangerous for a person to eat, it's going to be prohibited for another reason. Vasura mishum sakanas nefashos, because it's a sakana for somebody to eat, that would be that's why it's prohibited, but not because it's a trefa. Indeed, if somebody did shecht any of these animals before the animal died, it would be a kosher shechita, but in the last two examples, you can't eat it because it would be deleterious for the person eating it. Next, we're going to talk in Mishnah Bava about the kashrus of birds. So in the Torah doesn't say what birds are the simanim, the signs of what is a kosher bird. It simply has a list of the non-kosher birds. So the Mishnah says as follows, simane behema v'chaya nemru bina Torah, the simanim of what's a kosher domesticated animal and non-domesticated animal. They have to chew their cud, they have to have split hooves. That is listed in the Torah, but v'simane ha'of lo nemru, the signs of what's a kosher bird, is not listed in the Torah. Aval amru chachami, but chachami tell us what is required to have a kosher bird, because they looked at the list of what's not kosher, and they were able to deduce what is kosher. So, kol of hadores tame, any bird of prey is not going to be kosher, and there are different definitions for what this means. One is that it grabs its food with its claws, it eats it while it's still alive, when he eats it and it lifts it off the ground. Different definitions of what a bird of prey is, but that is not going to be a kosher bird to be eaten. Kosh yeshlo etzpa yesera. Now we're going to have, if you have a kosher bird, it has one of these three things, that if it has an additional toe in the back of its foot that's elevated more than the other toes, or number two, vizefek, it has a crop, or number three, v'kur kavano niklaf, it's gizzard, you can peel off the muscle by hand, you don't need a knife to do it. If it has any of one of these three, it's going to be tar, it's going to be a kosher bird. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he says, another siman, kol of acholek es raglav tameh, any bird that when it holds onto a branch or a string, it divides up its toes, two in front, two in back. We think of a claw that goes part in front, part in back. If it does that, two in front, two in the back of its toes, then it's going to be a non-kosher bird. Next, Mishnah Zayin talks about the four different signs to have a kosher locust. V'chagavim, locust, it has required these four signs in order to be kosher. Kosher yesh lo arba raglaim, it has to have four legs. Number two is v'arba kanafim, it has to have four wings. Number three is v'karsulaim, it has to have two large jumping legs. And number four is kanafav chofim et rubo, the wings cover the majority of the body of the locust. Then that is going to be the siman, that is going to be a kosher locust, and you can eat, and it will be a delicacy. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ushmo Chagav, oh, this could be a problem. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be that we have a Mesorah that it is in the Chagav, the locust class, and if we don't have that Mesorah, then it is going to be unkosher. Ubedagim, now we're moving on to the last point of our perek. When it comes to fish, kol sheyesh lo shnapir v'kaskeses, if it has a fin, if it has scales, that is what's required to be a kosher fish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Kaskasim, is required to have a minimum of two scales on its body, v'snapir achad, and one fin, ve'ilu en kaskasim. So what is a kaskas? What does that mean? Then he require two of them, hakfuim bo. It means that it is firmly attached to its body. That is what is required. V'snapirim, when it comes to the fins, what is that? Haporeach b'em, it means that the fish swims with it. That will be our definition of what a fin is.